Chof Gimel Adar Aleph, 3rd of March, Rabbi Chaim Gross, bris milah to twin boys at the same time with two mohalim.
Morning. Opportunity and honor to speak to you again here around this time last year. Last week I was in Yerushalayim and I asked a poysek who I know, I said, what's the story about making a bris milah to two boys at the same time in a shul? So he gave me shook my hand, he gave me a very warm hug, he said, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. I said, the truth is I was just speaking and learning, Bashkoyach. So, how did I come across, given that I was just speaking and learning, this interesting question? So the story started somewhere else entirely. On Shabbos's in Hanof, Yerushalayim, where I live, we learn in Kollel, in which I'm in, Arvei Pesachim. So you'll be familiar that the Gemara at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim brings a machlokes tanoim, both whether you're allowed to start eating after a certain time on Erev Shabbos, and if you did start eating on Erev Shabbos, beheta, is there a din you have to be mafsik your achila when Shabbos comes in? That's machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi's makel that if you're maschil be Erev Shabbos, for Rabbi Yosi you're always maschil beheta, you're allowed to start eating on Erev Shabbos. When Shabbos comes in, you can carry on eating. Let's say, for example, it was a rare sunny day in wintry London, and it's a very nice Friday, off work early, so you decide to cut the opportunity and make a barbecue. All the food is ready, you're having a wonderful time, the conversation was very nice, clock kept on moving, all of a sudden you look around, shock of your life, dark outside, Shabbos is in. What do you do? Says Rabbi Yosi, you can carry on eating, you don't need to worry about the fact that Shabbos is in, carry on eating. 2 hours later, you finish eating, now you have a dilemma, what do I do? You've got two mitzvahs in front of you now. Your two mitzvahs are Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush. So Rabbi Yosi, you take, this is a Braisim Pesachim, says Rabbi Yosi, you take two koses. The first thing you do is you make Birkas HaMazon on the first kos, and afterwards you make Kiddush on the second kos. That's Shitas Rabbi Yosi. Again, according to Rabbi Yosi, you're allowed to be Mamshech your Achila b'Shabbos. 2 hours after Shabbos came in, when you decide to finish your Achila, which starts in Midbar Oid Yoid, you've got two mitzvahs to do, Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon. Zot Rabbi Yosi, take two koses, make Birkas HaMazon on the first kos, and Kiddush on the second kos. Frankly, Gemara and Pesachim, Akasha, why do you have to take two koses? V'nimrinu achad akasa, travayu achad akasa, why not use one kos for both mitzvahs? Says the Gemara, well, then you say, ein oisin mitzvahs chavilis chavilis. You're not allowed to make mitzvahs, literally, like packages, like bundles. Which means, let's try to just define, as we go, hopefully we'll define this a little bit clearer. That means you're not supposed to take two things which are supposed to be separate from one another and artificially, take them, bind them together. Don't take two things which are supposed to be separate and bind them together. And as much as the kosher kiddush and the kosher birkas HaMazon are supposed to be two separate things, don't try to kill two birds with one stone and use one kos for both mitzvahs. That's the gedda of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilis Chavilis. Now we're here, we'll explain. There's two different hesberim, explanations in the Rishonim as to why we've got this Issa. The Lashon of the Poskim is actually an Issa to do Mitzvahs Chavilis Chavilis. It's not just a hamhaga toiva, a nice recommended bit of behaviour to avoid. This is actually an Issa to do Mitzvahs Chavilis Chavilis. Why? So the majority of Rishonim explain, the Rashbam and Pesachim on the spot explains, it's mechsi alav kamasui. It makes the mitzvah look like a burden. You couldn't be bothered to make the walk from your table to your kitchen to get another kois. You really wanted to save the extra 30 pence on the grape juice you would have lost. That's mechsi alav kamasui. That's treating mitzvahs like a burden. You're trying to cut corners and do two mitzvahs with one maisa. Be aware, and I'm sure you are already, this klal of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilis Chavilis doesn't just mean, like the case we described just now, you're not allowed to do two mitzvahs with one maaser. You're also not allowed to do two mitzvahs simultaneously, as we'll see. Again, our case, in Pesachim, you can't do two mitzvahs with one maaser, but it also applies, you're not allowed to do two mitzvahs simultaneously, as we'll see. There's a different explanation of the kalal of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilis Chavilis, which comes up, Derech Agam, in a Tosfos in Moed Katan. Tosfos Moed Katan, the Gemara is discussing Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You're not allowed to make, for example, a chasal on Chol HaMoed. When Tosfos is explaining the reason of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, Tosfos says, in passing, that it's doimer to Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilis Chavilis. Why? Lashon of the places is that you have to be the be'inin she liboy panui lemitzvah achas v'lo yifane atzvoy hamena. Make sure you're concentrating on one mitzvah. If you start trying to cut corners, you might lose concentration for the mitzvah you're in. For example, we're going to see soon a case in Sota. If you're trying to do two mitzvahs simultaneously, it's just very hard to concentrate. Therefore, says Tosfos, Ein Eisa Mitzvahs Chamis Chamis. It's a practical piece of advice to make sure that the quality of your Kiyum HaMitzvah is as good as it could be. It's not necessarily to do with the attitude, that was the Rashbam and the other Rishonim, Nechalav Kamasui. It's a directive in the Eichas, in the quality of your Kiyum HaMitzvah, make sure you're concentrating, don't start doing another mitzvah at the same time. So that's the Gemara Pesachim reintroducing us to the familiar klal of Ein Eisa Mitzvahs Chavidus Chavidus, with two explanations from the Rishonim as to why we have this klal. The MS is that the home of this sugya of Ein Eisa Mitzvahs Chavidus Chavidus is none other than Maseches Sota. Maseches Sota is a brisa which is bought on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. A fascinating brisa. The brisa actually has four dinim. The Rishus, in as much as time is quite limited, will concentrate on two of the four dinim, and you'll see why. Zot the brisa in Maseches Sota Daf Ches. Ein mashkin shtei sotas ka'achas. A kohen is not allowed to be mashke two sotos at the same time. That's a classic example of not doing two mitzvahs simultaneously. Ein mashkin shtei sotas ka'achas. The third of the four dinim the brisa brings is ein roitzin shnei avadim ka'achas. You're not allowed to. An adoin whose eved decides to stay on as an eved ivri lo'ilam, he has to be roitzea the eved by the mashkoif. He's not allowed to take, if it happened he had two avadim, who at the same time said, we want to be Avadim Lo'ilam, he's not allowed to take both of them at the same time and pierce both of their ears. Ein Roitzin Shnei Avadim Ka'achas. There's two of the four examples in the Brisa in Sota about Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavidus Chavidus, doing two mitzvahs simultaneously. You can't be Mashke two Sotas together, and you can't be Roitzea the Oiznayim of two Avadim at the same time. So if we're in Misboinen for a second, the Lashon of the Brisa and Sota is Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotas Ka'achas. It sounds like that's directed to the Maisa Hashkar, which the Kohen's doing. He's not allowed to take two ladies who are Sotos and do the Maisa Hashkar, giving them the water at the same time. Good. That's a simple pshat in the Brisa and Sota. Have a look at Tosfos and Sota. Again, it seems at first a very surprising Tosfos. Tosfos says the pshat in the Brisa is not like the Pasha pshat that's referring to the Maisa Hashkar. Tosfos says, Nira lefarish. One line in Tosfos. Shiyamid shtehen ba'azara bevas achas. What's the pshat in the Brisa? It's not referring to the Kohen not being mashgesh two Sotas at the same time. He's not allowed to be minded to bring into the Azara two Sotas at the same time. He can't bring them both in at the same time. That's a very surprising Tosfos. Because my Brisa said, Ein mashkin shtei Sotas ka'achas. It wasn't speaking about the Hamad. Tosfos says, Nira lefarish. That the noise of the brisa, the topic of the brisa is, you're allowed to be ma'amid two sotos in the azara at the same time. So we have to understand why it is that Tosfos seemingly departed from the pashat pshat in the brisa to say this new pshat. Zu alef. There's two more parts in Tosfos, we have to get these clear. The second part of Tosfos says, v'chein legabe eved. So too when it comes to the eved ivri, same thing. That the brisa is ushering a ha'amada of the avadim next to the mashkoif, next to the dentist. That's the second part of Tosfos. The third part of Tosfos is Tosfos asks the kasha, which they leave unanswered. Ask Tosfos, based on what I've said just now, we have a tema. What's a tema? V'chi it's asa, v'chi I governor, to bring two korbanos into the azara at the same time. Zulo shamanu, we never heard, those are my words, we never heard of such a thing that it's asa for a kohen to bring two korbanos into the azara at the same time. Says Tosfos, based on what I've said now, that when it comes to the Sota, and when it comes to the Eved, the Issa Chavilos is referring to Ha'amada, getting the person prepared for the mitzvah, or the thing prepared for the mitzvah. That's a pshat with the Sota, two Sotas. That's a pshat with two Avadim. Based on this, says Tosfos, I've got a terrible kasha, because it should come out that when it comes to bringing a korban as well, a person wouldn't be allowed to bring two korbanas into the azara at the same time. You wouldn't be allowed to be mamid two korbanas in the azara at the same time. Looking collateral, you'll never find such an issue. Zulo shamanu. Tosfos leaves that interesting Tosfos as an unanswered question. Adkan divrei Tosfos had three parts. He was mamid, if you'd excuse the pun. Pshat in the brisa was being mamid two sotas in the Azara at the same time. That to Issa, so too with an Eved. Based on that, Tosfos asked Akasha on themselves, if that's true, should be a problem bringing two Korbanos into the Azara at the same time. So Tosfos, we're in trouble, because Zulu Shabbani, we never heard such a thing was Asa. Ad Khan, Divra Tosfos, came along the Briskarov. This is a very interesting and unusual sounding Briskarov, and he, so to speak, developed the pshat in Tosfos, and even answered Tosfos' question. So to speak, he explained well the beginning part of Tosfos, and his explanation was so good that he was able to miyashev Tosfos' kasha at the end. Yeah, he wasn't saying pshat in Tosfos, he was doing better than saying pshat in Tosfos. He said such a good pshat in Tosfos that Tosfos was now no longer left with an open question. Oh, good. That's exactly the Briskarov you say. So this is the Briskarov. When it comes to Sotus, it's different. I'll tell you why. There, we've got an issue with... Oh, okay. Let's take a step back before we get to the Briskarov. The first question we asked before we got to the Briskarov was, why was it that Tosfos said that we're dealing over here with Hamadas HaSotah? The Pashup Shat in the Bryce was Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotus Ka'achas. Why did Tosfos move off to say that the Issa was an Issa Ha'amada, such that, before we get onto our Briskarov, such that Tosfos then got themselves in trouble in the case of Korbanos. Just say the Pashup Shat is like the Brisa says, Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotus Ka'achas. Why did Tosfos have to say we're actually dealing with Ha'amada and say it in the case of the Eved? So if you learn well, this is already in the small print, there's a Maksis HaShekel on a Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Mem Zayin in Erech Chaim, which we'll come back to at the end. The Maksis HaShekel explains, if you learn it well, it seems the Maksis HaShekel explains the following thing. When it comes to Enachinami, halavai would be able to understand the Pashup Shat and the Brisa that we're dealing with the Maisa Hashgar, Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotus Ka'achas. Halavai. The problem is that it's going to be very, very difficult, perhaps impossible, for an even talented ambidextrous Kohen to be Mashkin Shtei Ka'achas. Probably it wasn't such a calm situation when you're about to be mashke a suffix sota. And there's two ladies who've got to get the right shear of mayim, the mayim's got to be prepared correctly. So to be mashke shtei sotas ka'achas, that's a very, very difficult job, even for a very talented and dexterous Kohen. And if it is possible, it's probably very, very unlikely that such a thing was shchiach. Therefore, says Tosfos, it's unlikely the Brisa, when it's being mazhir, Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotus Ka'achas, we're speaking about such a far-fetched, unusual, perhaps impossible situation of literally the Maisa Hashgar. Therefore, Tosfos, I can't bear the Brisa speak about such a strange situation. Rather, says Tosfos, this is pshat in the beginning of Tosfos, that Ein Mashkin really means Ein Ma'amidin. It seems at first a Yitzir, a part of pshat in Lush and the Brisa, but Ein Ma'alasasas. Very unlikely the Brisa is going to be Maskin the Kohen, not to do something which is unlikely or perhaps impossible to do in the first place. That's why Tosfos moved away from the Pashup Shat of the Brisa and said, we're dealing over here with Ha'amada. And so too in the case of the Eved, it's going to be very difficult to be Ritzer, the two Avadim, at the same time with two hands and make sure you don't get the trap in the eye. Yeah? Memeda, when it comes to Eved as well, there Tosfos also said that the Issa, Chavilis, is to do with the Ma'amid, the Eved, Avadim, next to the Dennis. But that this Hechreach, to be Yotzer, Lech'oire, from the Pashup Shat of the Brisa, was such an enormous hechref that Tosfos himself got stuck with this kasha from Korbanos. Now, back to our Briskarov. So the Briskarov came to develop pshat in Tosfos, even in the Yash of the Tosfos. Said the Briskarov, like you said over here, the gentleman said over here, that when it comes to shiny sota, if you look in Parshas Nasoi, in Perek Hei of Bamidbar, the Pasuk says that Vehemid HaKohen Esa Isha Lifnei Hashem, there's a separate mitzvah, Echad, an unbelievable chiddush in the Briskarov, Echad Mitzharagah Mitzvahis, it's Ha'amadas HaSeita, it's a mikra mefurish. For Hemid HaKohen Esa Isha, Lifnei Hashem. For the fact that there, that's a separate mitzvah, that licenses us to say there's an Issa Chavilos. That's a pshat, and why it's possible to say that the Issa Chavilos is concentrated on the Ha'amadas HaSeita. And once that's true, says the Briskarov, that's me, Asher Tosfos Kasha. Because Tosfos asked at the end, if what I've said until now is true, I've got a big problem, say Tosfos. When it comes to Korbanos, there should be an Issa to be Ma'amid to Korbanos at the same time into the Azara. Zu lo shamanu. Says the Briskarov, I'll tell you why lo shamanu. Because when it comes to the Korbanos, there's no separate mitzvah of Hemed esachatas lifnei Hashem, Hemed esa'oila lifnei Hashem. There's no separate mitzvah when it comes to Korbanos. That's pshat, says the Briskarov in the first part of Tosfos. The reason why Ha'amada, you've got an Issa chavilos, is because there's a pasuk of Hemed HaKohen Esa Isha lifnei Hashem. And in Korbanos, you've got no such pasuk. That's the...
Huh?
I just... Good. Okay, good. Good. Okay, that the Brisker Rob doesn't ask. Which doesn't mean that's not a good question. but now we're on, well, now we're on questions on the Brisker Rob. The Brisker Rob, this is... Huh? Oh, so now the Brisker Rob, this is... You look at the wonderful... Integrity, he doesn't even have to cover. The integrity and honesty of the Brisker Rob. It's such a good yesoid in Tosfos. It was so good, it was Miyashev, Tosfos Kash on themselves. But says the Brisker Rob, I can't say this. Why not? As the gentleman over here said. Because remember, we had four din in the Brisa. We mentioned din one and din three. What was din three in the Brisa? Was the case of Evet. Tosfos says, that which I said about Sota also applies to Evet. That the Issach Avilos, which the Brisa says, is referring to being Mamid to Avadim next to the Deles. Now, in the case of Eved, is there a Pasuk which says, a special Pasuk, Echad Matari HaMitzvahs, which said, Behemid Esa Eved, Lifnei HaDeles? There's no such Pasuk. So says the Brisker Rav, my plan was a beautiful plan until we get to the case of Eved. If the Pshat HaMashupat, the improved Pshat, so to speak, according to Brisker Rav in Tosfos, is, you've only got an Issach Mada when there's a Pasuk that works very well for Sota, but it doesn't work well for the case of Evet. So now we're back in trouble with the Kasha from Korbanos. So the Brisker Rav said Yesoid and fell away from his own Yesoid based on the Kasha from Evet. That's a fascinating piece of Brisker Rav. So we're still a little bit stuck. This is all before we get onto the Bris Milah case, yeah? But this is important. We're still a bit stuck Pshat in the Tosfos. So I heard from Rabbi Rabin in the Mi Yeshiva, a different Pshat in Tosfos. We'll try to say this in a couple of minutes. A smooth Pshat in Tosfos, perhaps, is that Ein Hachinami. It's not true. We could disagree and say that we don't have to say that the Hamadas Hasota is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. There's no such mitzvah mitzvah no mitzvahs. In the same way as with Eved, there's no such mitzvah with Sota, and there's no such mitzvah with Korbanos either. However, the Hashkas Hasota doesn't just begin when the water gets poured down. The Hashkas Hasota has got a Seder. The Seder involves the Shavua. The Seder involves seeing if she's going to be Moideh, putting her under pressure. It involves the Mincha, the Megillah, the Mechikas Hashem. And it also involves, at the beginning, bringing her into the Azara. There's a Seder Aruch to the Maisa Hashgah. You are not allowed at any stage of that Seder of the Mitzvah to do part of that Seder, that process, Chavilos-like. Every stage of that process, no stage of that process can be done chavilos. The stage of the process of Hamadas HaSeita, which is not a separate mitzvah, part of the Seder mitzvah, can't be done through Issa Chavilos. The Shavua can't be done by Issa Chavilos, etc. Same thing with an Eved. When it comes to an Eved, the Sof Pasuk, so to speak, is the Maisa Haratzar. But there are various stages, inescapable stages, which are involved in it as well. You have to ask him, you sure you want to stay on as an Eved? Better to be a Ben Koirin. No part of that stage could be done chavilos dik, including being ma'amid the Eved next to the Deles. And if that's true, we can understand well as well in why Tosfos now got kash in the case of Korbanos. It's true that the Ikka Avoidus HaKorban starts with the Shechita, but there's a Seder of the Hakrava. Part of the Seder of the Hakrava involves bringing the Korbanos into the Azara. Therefore, says Tosfos is Machadesh. It can't be that the Brisa was telling us, don't be mashke to Sotus, it's impossible to do that in the first place. Rather, the Brisa was telling you, at no stage of the Seder of Mitzvah Hashkar are you allowed to do it Chavilos Dik. You're not allowed to kill two birds with one stone at any stage of the Seder Hashkar. Say to the case of the Eved, at no stage of the Seder of the Haratzar are you allowed to do a Chavilos Dik. If that Yesod is true, that's a general Yesod, but then if you've got a mitzvah with a longer Seder, you can't do any part of it Chavilos Dik. So it's we've got a Kasha, you shouldn't be allowed to bring one Kohen, shouldn't be allowed to bring two Korbanos into the Azara at the same time. Vizulo Shamanu. That would be an alternative way from the Brisker Rav of understanding smoothly Pshat in the Tosfos.
Do we know that the Eved has to stand when you're doing the Haratzar?
Yeah.
Maybe he can sit. Maybe you can, you know, he sits next to the doorpost and you drill. It doesn't say anywhere that he has to stand, but well.
I hear. Sorry, Kim. Good.
It doesn't say behind it anywhere, does it?
You'll check. Okay. Now, What we have to remember over here, before we move to Bris Mila, is a very, very crucial yesod in the Derech HaLimud of Tosfos. Whether you learned it like the Briska Rav, who fell away from his own pshat, or whether you learned it like was suggested just now, either way, why did Tosfos not just say, like the Pasha pshat, Balashan and Brisa, you can't be mashke, that a mashke and shtei Tosfos ka'achas, is referring simply to the Maisa Hashgar. So I bought this Maksa Sashek, which says, because that's impossible or very unlikely. And the Brisa wouldn't tell you, wouldn't ask you for new things which are impossible or unlikely. And the same too with the Evan. It's going to be almost impossible to be Ritzeah to Avadim Ka'achas. We've got no objection, but Ikaron, in principle, were it not for the practicalities, it's very impossible to do this. We've got no objection, but Etzem, in saying that the Brisa would be speaking about the Maisa Hashgar, just practically speaking, it's going to be very difficult, unlikely, or impossible. And so, in the case of Avadim, we've got no objection to saying that the Brisa would be speaking about the Maisa Hashgar, just that's going to be impossible to do, even for the most talented Adoin around. Good. That's a very important Nakuda in our Derech HaLimud over here. So now we come to the case of Bris Mila. So this is the Magen Avraham mentioned before, and Simon Kuf Mem Zayin says the following thing. He's not clear. It was very clear. I didn't actually know if Dudi would be able to get this whole title in on the page. The title was very, very specific over here. The Magen Avraham doesn't actually ask his question about Bris Mila in as specific a way as the title over here suggests. Magen Avraham says, what the din, and it's interesting, the Magen Avraham is in Hilchos Sefer Torah. He's discussing on the day when there's a kriya from Sefer Torah, are you allowed to bring the Sefer Torah out of the Aron HaKodesh at the same time or not? Yeah, that's the lead with which the Magen Avraham then gets into Bris Mila. Yeah, it's amazing. You start in Pesachim, you travel through Sota and Avadim until you get to Hilchos Sefer Torah, then you bump into Magen Avraham at the end about Bris Mila. So Magen Avraham says about Bris Mila the following thing. He's done on the Shaila, are you allowed to be mal two tinoikos, two kids in the Beis Knesses at the same time? That's how he puts the Shaila. He doesn't make specific what kind of kids are we speaking about. Two fathers, twins, one father. That's left not detailed. But I think we could build a hechreah as to what the Magen Avraham is speaking about. Because the Magen Avraham says, to be mal two kids, two babies, in a Beis Knesses at the same time, lefi the Rambam, who we won't have a chance to discuss today, lefi the Rambam would be asa. So now, haga atzmechem. According to the Rambam, it would be asa to be mal two tinoikos in the shul at the same time. If these are two kids with two different fathers, why on earth should there be a problem? Two unrelated kids with two different fathers. B'chi, it's asa for two different people to shake their individual lulavim in the shul at the same time? For sure not. People are allowed to do two mitzvahs. People are allowed to do, each person is allowed to do their own mitzvah and shul in one shul at the same time. There's no isra on each person taking their lulav at the same time. So if the Magen Avraham is dealing with two fathers and two completely separate babies, it's very difficult to hear why anyone, Rambam or otherwise, would oyster such a thing. So therefore, l'chayim the Magen Avraham is speaking, like the title suggested, about one father and twin boys. There, it might be easier to hear, there's a makom to asa, one father with twin boys and two moalim, doing a Bris Mila in a shul at the same time. Yeah? Good. So now, I tell you this, put your seatbelts on. I'll tell you how the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham says, according to Tosfos, what should be the din in this case? Again, one father's got twin boys, for whatever reason, he's got two moalim, yeah? This one he's got a long-standing shimma to. This one's his father's best friend. He wants to use two moalim and do it at the same time, in the same shul, his twin boys. Says the Magen Avraham, but thus Tosfos. It should be asa to bring them into the shul at the same time. The kids into the shul at the same time is asa. Lefi Tosfos. But to do the actual Bris Mila at the same time is mutter, according to Tosfos. Two chalakim. To be mamid them, meaning bringing the tinoikos into shul at the same time, would be asa lefi Tosfos. But for the two minors to actually do the mice and min at the same time would be Beseda Gamal. That's mutter according to Tosfos. Okay, so let's take each chelek of the Magen Avraham. First of all, he says there's an issa ha'amadas ha'tinoikos, but there'll be a heter to do the mice and min at the same time. That's how the Magen Avraham says, but that's ha'tosfos. So first of all, interestingly, it's asa to bring the tinoikos into the shul at the same time. Why would that be asa? Well, first of all, based on the Briska Rav, you only have an Issa Ha'amada when there's a Pasuk. In my Torah, there's no Pasuk which says you have to be Maimid, the Tinoik, in the Beis HaKnesses before his Bris Milah. Okay? That's actually, if you think about it, a Ha'ar on the Briska Rav, but it's clearly not going on the Magen Avraham. Even according to the way that we learn Tosfos, that whenever you've got a mitzvah it's with a extended seder, you're not allowed to do any part of that extended seder, chavilostik, it's still you can make a ha'ara. Is it really clear? When it comes to hamadas ha'soita, or hamadas ha'korban, or hamadas ha'ever next to the deles, it's probably like an inescapable part of the mitzvah. We could debate whether it's part of the seder of the Bris Milah. I know there's a kafata. We could debate whether it's part of the seder of the Bris Milah to bring the tinoik into the shul. Yeah, we could debate that. That's not really the controversial part of the Magen Avraham. Okay, that's like an interesting point to be done on. The controversial part of the Magen Avraham is the second chelek. The controversial part of the Magen Avraham is where he says it'd be mutter for the two ma'alim to do the Bris Milah at the same time for this one father. Why is that? Well, why is that interesting for us? Why is that, so to speak, a chiddush? Because what's really happening when the two ma'alim do as instructed and then ma'al the two tinoikos at the same time? Who's Mekayim the mitzvah?
Oh, the father.
Good. Which means it comes out, the father was Mekayim two mitzvahs simultaneously. And if you think about it, we never found a heter for such a thing. The only reason why, like we said beforehand, Tosfos and Sota said that the Brayse is dealing with the Hamada rather than the Maisa Hashkar, is because practically speaking, it's going to be very difficult for a Kohen to mashke two Sotas at the same time. But here in the case of Bris Milah, but we had no Bi'ikaron objection to an Issa Chavilos if the Kohen was able to be mashke two Sotas at the same time. That would have been gewaldig. We wouldn't have had to say the Chiddush from Hamada. We would not have got stuck with the Kasha from Korbanos. We never had Be'etzem had, just practically speaking, that would be impossible to do, or very difficult to do. But over here we found the Hechitimtz, we found a situation where it would be very possible for one man to Mekayim two mitzvahs simultaneously, when he gets the two ma'anim, two ma'al simultaneously. So how can the Magen Avraham say, but das Tosfos, so that would be mutter? Her mother's asr. Yes, Lodov. But the actual Maisa Mila itself is mutter. Having the father's being Mekayim two mitzvahs at the same time.
The Chayim Eilacha is a Chavilas Kedoyna Mizuch. Chavilas Mizuch, two different mitzvahs, but not the same mitzvah.
Remember, Hashgah Sasaita is the same mitzvah. Hashgah Sasaita is the same mitzvah. And were it not for the practical problems, we'd have said that the...
Two different people.
Huh?
Two different ladies.
Yeah. He's got two different boys over here.
One person.
There's one Cohen, one father, two different ladies, two different boys. L'chori, the case is parallel. So it's seemingly...
But the father's only actually got one mitzvah, which is to be mal his son. And if he's got two sons, that's also one mitzvah.
Okay, that's it.
He's just got to do it twice.
Good. And it's a chiddush gadol, which you have to bring. I think you have to bring rise to such a chiddush that each kid is not a mitzvah. And when he has two kids 5 years apart, that's also one mitzvah.
And one husband who's got two wives, both of them are sotos, and he brings them.
Oh, boys, I have to be miyasha the Magen Avraham. There's only 2 minutes, yeah. So okay, so lechayra the Magen Avraham, the way we learned our derech and the tosis, the Magen Avraham is a pella atzim. How can you say in this situation it should be? The fact is us to be mimed the tinoikos, we could debate. But the heter for the milah to take place, the two milahs to take place simultaneously, lechayra tzarech in, why would that be? The father's been mekayim, two mitzvahs simultaneously, which seems to be a classic problem of issa chavilos. So I think we could say one of two ways. I think it was actually one of the ways was already mentioned over here. The first thing we could say is as follows. In the case of the sota, were it to be there was no practical issue with being mashkeher, you had a super talented, ambidextrous, very confident Kohen, he can be mashke two of them at the same time. How many people, if the Kohen wants to be mashke at the same time, harishus biyadoi, he's the one who can take the two koitzos and time exactly the maisa hashgar. But it could be that when a person who's going to be mekayim the mitzvah gives over the maisa mitzvah to a shaliach, albeit he instructed, please Reuben and Shimon, the two ma'anim, do this thing simultaneously. And what happens if Reuben has to go and take an emergency phone call just before the Bris Milah? It's no longer biyad hamakayim mitzvah, once he gives it over to a shaliach, that the mitzvah, the two mitzvahs would be done simultaneously. Albeit that was his horah, that was his bakasha, that was his instruction. Look, he's no longer the bainim, he's no longer really in charge of whether they're being done simultaneously. So even if it comes out that we're done simultaneously, that's what he asked, as much as he's given over the two b'nei das, who could do the might, if one of them has to take an emergency phone call, will come out they're not done simultaneously. Maybe there won't be makpid, even if it came out that the kiyum of the both mitzvahs came simultaneously. When the person who's doing the mitzvah is not the one who's mechuyev in the mitzvah, maybe there's makom to be makel on the issa chavilos. In our last 40 seconds, I'll suggest a different mahalach as well. No, Marlis, this is what was suggested beforehand. We saw at the beginning two different Hezbeirim in the Rishonim. Why there's an Isra, Ein Osa Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas in the beginning? Yeah, we said the Rov Rishonim learned that it's Nechzer Alav Kamasui. There was a Tosfos in Moed Katan. Tosfos in Moed Katan said, if practically speaking, you've got a difficulty with the Eichus of your Mitzvah if you try to do two at the same time. It's going to be very difficult to concentrate and do the Mitzvah properly. So you always have to know how much you can go with the Tam, the Rishonim given a Mitzvah, or how much you have to stay with a simple Geder. But if we do have a license, and there's rise from elsewhere, that in this mitzvah we do have a bit of a license to go with the Tamim, we could say, according to Tosfos and Moed Katan, would make a fantastic chiluk. When it comes to one person himself trying to do two mitzvahs at the same time, it's going to be very, very difficult to concentrate. Ein osa mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. But the minute that a person is going to give over the maisa mitzvah to two shlichim, they're the ones who would be the ones who have to concentrate, and they're ready. You fall away from the problem. Ein osa mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Good question. We'll come back to that in 1 second. The minute you give it over to a shaliach, each shaliach is doing one mitzvah himself. Albeit the father's going to be mekayim the mitzvah when the two moalim do the bris milas, the two bris milas simultaneously. The actual person who's doing the mitzvah, he's doing one mitzvah. That means every time you have an issue, according to Tosfos Menuchot Katan of Eilei Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, you could get out of that issue by giving over the practicality of the mitzvah to do different shlichim. Yeah, that's another suggestion for pshat in the Magen Avraham. You asked the question about what about the brocha. So my that's it's Din Shalem in Yeridah, I think it's Simon Reish Menhei, you have to check. The Ramah says that he doesn't speak about this case. The Ramah speaks about a case where the Bris Mila, which sounds like it's the more recommendable track, the Bris Mila, the twin boys, is done Zer Achazer with one Merle. There's a shayla about the brochas to make. So Kumadumili, the Ramah says that the father makes one brocha of Lach Nisan, but it's a Din Shalem. You have to check, the place goes to Manenu. I heard that there's like different sheeters these days, that's what it is, but that's a nice different outside. Have a wonderful day.